Thousands in Atlanta for the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This week in Atlanta, cotton producers and industry officials are there attending the 2011 National Cotton Council's Beltwide Cotton Conferences.
They get all the cotton together, and it's just cotton growers and producers together, and it's just really useful information. I've already attended a session today for the last couple of hours on scouting and integrated pest management and using some best management practices and conservation. And you know, as I look through the program, you know, there's everything from outlook to cotton and world outlook and supply, and it's really well attended and very good sessions.
That's Gibson County cotton grower Jason Lucky. He's a delegate for the National Cotton Council, who's sponsoring the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. And he says it's been hard not to be excited about the way things have fallen into place for cotton lately. This past year, yields were decent, but the price was even better.
As we speak, you're talking about $6 corn and $13 soybeans. And so, I mean, while there is some excitement to cotton, there's also the others that you kind of hope will keep that tempered a little bit, but and not just have an influx of cotton. But right now is an exciting time to be a farmer as the markets go.
Jason Lucky says while cotton prices may not hold to the record levels they've seen this past year, he feels confident with favorable weather, it should be another great year to raise cotton in Tennessee.
As long as the world situation kind of stays on pace and we don't have any kind of any more economy collapses and nervous ticks in the market, well, there seems to be an excitement as well that these prices could hold well into it another year.
And again, thousands of excited cotton growers in Atlanta for the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.